Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number two. An hour from now, we're joined by the gentleman who was detained and had his bumper sticker taken and then was visited by the Secret Service, who without a warrant went in his house for having an anti-Obama sticker on his car, according to the Daily Oklahoman. That's coming up. In the next segment, Webster Griffin Tarpley is going to join us, chronicling all the different forms of First Amendment censorship exploding under Obama. But right now, let's go ahead and play a clip from CNN, because the first clip is actually from local Kansas News, and we're analyzing these pieces because when we first broke this news story, because Kansas City listeners of this show and others had heard about it locally, no one believed us and said it was a hoax. Then the governor came out and said, quote, Missouri governor, RNC, Obama campaign has stench of police state, and said this is completely illegal and like the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. And we then were able to have some folks from the governor's office on about that as well. So let's go ahead and play a clip of that because people don't believe this is happening.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This is where John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and the Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, this is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas City area and from rural parts of Missouri. We're also told the Truth Squad is expected to include Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer. Live in Maplewood, John Mills, News 4.
John, thank you.
And we have some Truth Squad clips we're going to play later after Webster Tarpley joins us. I know some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I'm going to air that again in case you didn't think you were actually hearing that. Now, listen. The issue here is this is guilty until proven innocent. It's not police and prosecutors' job to say a news ad or a news site, you know, say, if you're saying Obama's a communist, that's your political speech, that's your right, he's a public figure. Well, they actually went out and harassed people and threatened to arrest people who were saying things like that. And whether it's true or not, that's your right to do it. If Obama wants to sue you civilly, then it's an issue. You know, that's kind of like Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff, saying if you're on the no-fly list, over a million Americans on it, 25,000 added each month, that if we think maybe you might be a terrorist, then you're not an American and you don't have a right to own a gun. That's a quote. So, see, it's they say on a secret blacklist that this is happening, but you don't hear the left screaming about this. I mean, this makes McCarthy look tame. No. They love it. And this is really going on, and I've had Obama supporters, people I've known for years, call up and threaten me on air, call up and say that Webster Tarpley is about to be on, needs to be arrested. And so I've experienced it firsthand. This is really going on, and now they want the fairness doctrine. They want to shut down our internet freedom through Internet 2 and so much more. And we have to face the fact that this is actually happening instead of living in denial. All right, we'll break it all down with Webster Tarpley, the author of The Obama Deception. Well, the author of several books exposing the Obama Deception, Obama and the Postmodern Coup. Stay with us.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about $1 a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are now 8 minutes, 15 seconds into the second hour of worldwide transmission. We have the man who was detained, had his bumper sticker confiscated, and had Secret Service go into his house to see if he was part of a hate group. Joining us coming up in the next hour, that happened in Oklahoma. But I thought we should set the stage for that. With an incredible researcher, by the way, and the Obamanoids like to call him a right-wing extremist because he criticizes Obama. I have to say he has been the most accurate. He's had the greatest foresight. I thought that Webster Tarpley, who'd never been over the top on other issues, I found him to be accurate, was over the top with what he was saying Obama was going to do with troop squads and harassment and a private army. I knew they were setting up a domestic army, but not his own private army. That's all now been announced. And he is in our film, The Obama Deception. In fact, he's the central expert. Then we have Gerald Celente, former Governor Jesse Ventura, and, of course, folks like George Humphrey. We have Russell Means, KRS-One, and others in the film. Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography. We carry this at Infowars.com. In fact, you can get it while you're ordering The Obama Deception, my new film. Author of George W. Bush, The Unauthorized Biography. Author of George H.W. Bush, The Unauthorized Biography. And his first book on Obama was The Obama, The Postmodern Coup. Webster Griffin Tarpley, both invaluable. And rereading these books for the film for research purposes, I have independently verified, even in mainstream media, everything Tarpley's saying. The issue is Tarpley predicted this 9 months before he was elected. And so to talk about the attack on the First Amendment, the attack through the Fairness Doctrine, they're openly announcing Internet 2 to shut down most of the old web and control free speech. The New York Times said, quote, you will give up your freedoms on the web and give up your free speech for safety. It is all happening. And then when we play news clips of police and prosecutors saying, if we catch you lying about Obama, no judge, no jury, no civil trial, you will be arrested. People don't believe that, but then we play the clips on air from the news sources as they report it with a straight face. And as governors come in, and we've confirmed people who'll go up to an Obama table and just say, you know, he's lying about everything. And then they say, police arrest him, and the police arrest you in many areas. I mean, this is even hard for me to believe. Well, Webster Tarpley, you were right, sir. That's all I can say. I salute your incredible research.
Thank you so much, Alex. How are you?
Well, I'm really getting concerned. Things are getting late. I don't know about all these Obama websites and forums, whether there's people hoaxing on there, whether it's, you know, whether they mean intentions or not, but we are getting dirty tricks from the Obama people that I'm not going to go into. But the issue is, you said this was going to happen. You said under Bush you get the FBI harassing you, but there's not much they can do because they don't have public support. But under a true fascist mass movement, you get the goon squads, and now he's made good on his promise of a million-man domestic security force with billions of dollars of federal funding. Billions. They're running TV ads that masquerade as federal ads saying go to usaservice.org, a private group already recruiting upwards of a half a million, according to them, in just the last month and a half to a new domestic army. And let me just, I know I have you on as a guest, but I'm just setting the table here, and we'll hold you past the bottom of the hour if you can, because I want to spend more time with you. Aaron Dykes, one of my chief editors here at Infowars.com on the films, is getting back into the gym. And Friday night, he was at a local gym lifting weights, and people right next to him were talking bad about us, saying, I can't believe these anti-Obama people claiming we're going into martial law. Look, it hasn't happened. They're a bunch of kooks. They're dangerous. So we're even hearing them talk about us at the gym. Okay, Webster, break it down.
Well, I think you're certainly correct that there's a tremendous threat to the First Amendment. And I would say that if you look at people like Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Schumer and somebody like Senator Stabenow of Michigan, who has been very vocal about this lately, you're dealing with a mentality that maybe not so common in American history, but maybe it is. But it's, I would call it the totalitarian liberal mindset. And the person that this is associated with perhaps the most is Lord Keynes, John Maynard Keynes of the British, who was a very bad economist and had nothing to do with the New Deal, had no influence in the United States in those years, but preached and tried to make it look like he did. But he was basically somebody who said that the banking system is primary and that you ought to then reorganize the society according to those needs, but have a very oppressive kind of authoritarian to totalitarian form of government in order to preserve, in his case, the city of London. I think the fairness doctrine is very much on the front burner. And what they'd like to do is to muzzle voices of criticism. And I think this is a direct collision with the First Amendment. I think it's an extremely clear-cut case. Senator Stabenow of Michigan talked about this lately. And, of course, she has this tremendous conflict of interest because her husband has been involved in the failed experiment of Air America, which was a perfectly legitimate thing to get a bunch of left liberals and put them on the radio and have that go out over the airwaves. And the problem with it is it was not economically viable for whatever reason. And there seems to be a mixture of totalitarian liberal desire to muzzle opposition, along, of course, with the idea of getting government subsidies for activities that otherwise really don't make any sense.
Well, that's right. Bill Press wrote for the Washington Post 2 weeks ago that he should be given a national show basically paid for by the government and that a bunch of talk show hosts should be shut down. You know, the First Amendment, regardless of what you think of a paper or a radio show or a filmmaker, you know, that's something that's sacrosanct. You keep your dirty paws off of it, and they're openly in the news saying that they are going to go after it.
I listen these days to people like Limbaugh and Hannity and O'Reilly and Levin and Savage and these right-wing characters because you've got to hear what they're saying. What they say about economics, from my point of view, is absolute lunacy. In other words, they're off the deep end, they're raving, this the kind of stuff you might hear in an insane asylum. But at the same time, they represent a check and balance on the Obama regime, which I think you have to have. In other words, I would say the following is a guideline. The government should have no role and no opinion about the content of anything. The content of any radio program, until you get into something like, tremendous pornography or something like this. Maybe
if you get on the radio and say, go out and start shooting police, that's fire in a theater, a terroristic threat, a call to terrorism, then you're arrested. It's a criminal issue. There is nothing they can do through the law preemptively before you say it. But we see this mindset from the White House Chief of Staff. I'm going to play the clip later. We played it a few weeks ago. John, pull it up. Where Rahm Emanuel says no guns for those on no-fly list, and there's over a million people on this, and they say they're going to expand it to tens of millions, and then they just say you don't own guns, kind of like the new bill they've introduced where the attorney general can ban any guns he wants by simply signing an order. Again, everything being transferred to dictatorial power.
Yeah, I think the government should butt out of anything that has to do with content, apart from these extreme limiting cases that we've just mentioned. They should have nothing to say about content. There's no monitoring of content. One of the ways they want to get around this is to say, well, we want to impose not really the fairness doctrine, but some form of community control, local control.
That's right, sicking local Obamanoids on people who then tattletale to the Violent Radicalization Act board.
Yeah, now that's very disturbing. I mean, the community control has been, in some ways, the American face of proto-fascism going back to the Ford Foundation in the late 1960s and their community control experiments.
That's what Obama did in Chicago, is they have these controlled mobs.
Exactly. And the model, of course, was the New York City teacher strike, where the Ford Foundation created a predominantly black community control apparatus and played that against the white Jewish teachers union to bust the union and destroy education in the city, which is still where they are now. So that obviously is the mentality, that you can organize a kind of fascistoid local control apparatus with people from Acorn who are getting subsidized and things like this, and then use that to bludgeon these voices of criticism. So I think.
And by the way, they've now announced $4.5 billion for Acorn and Move On and others.
Yeah, which is something that you don't want to pay. So I would say that should obviously be fought. The one thing you could do with media is, it, to the extent that you have monopoly concentrations of ownership, if some company owns all the TV, all the radio, and all the newspapers and everything else in some city, that's probably not a good thing. So you could think, well, the ownership should not be concentrated. But in terms of the content, the government should have absolutely no voice and should not be aware of it. So I think that's a very dangerous thing. But let me just shift for a second. Right now, what's happening at the Obama White House is this austerity summit, the sacrifice summit, what he calls the fiscal responsibility summit. And this is 130 vultures and deficit hawks and austerity freaks are coming together, and they're planning ways to loot Social Security and Medicare in the coming years, to gouge and rob and pillage the economic rights of the American people, so they can squeeze out some money and convoy that into the bailouts for Wall Street, into the bad banks.
That's right. They said no new taxes for middle-income and poor folks. But in the banker takeover bill, even Bloomberg reported this, Bloomberg Financial, it says rationing health care and has quotes from Daschle, who wrote the plan, in his book, saying we'll have a federal board, and then if you're going blind and you're above 65, you're supposed to go blind. Or if you have a brain tumor and you're above 55, you're supposed to just die. But don't worry, young people will get more. So playing the age groups off against each other.
That's absolutely correct, Alex. This guy Daschle, it turns out to be a monster, not just of austerity, but of austerity that kicks over into genocide. And we're very fortunate that he has been knocked out of the box. He wrote this book. It's funny, these characters write books, right? There's a book by Schumer. There's a book by Rahm Emanuel where he talks about forced labor. But we also have the book by Daschle. Daschle, of course, is who? Daschle is the senator from Citibank, this entity that's now going down, that's about to be nationalized by the federal government, was the thing that he represented, not South Dakota, but Citibank. And he came out and basically said, well, people who are old have to die and save the bottom line of the insurance.
By the way, those are quotes. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Stay there, Webster Tarpley. I want to get back into the First Amendment, though, and how we fight this and the overall agenda. Riveting information.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Webster Tarpley will be with us till the end of the hour. If you want to call in, that's great, but I want it specifically about the whole Obama agenda. And that's quite a wide field, but the questions for Webster Tarpley, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Webster, I've had several newspaper reporters call me this morning dealing with how we expose the military gun confiscation drills that are going on across the country, but specifically, partially, got them to scale back. They claim one in Iowa, in Arcadia. And he's coming on at the end of the show. He wants to quote me, and so we'll just do the interview vice versa on air, kill two birds with one stone. But he brought up to me, and we just talked to him during two breaks, in an article, this is breaking, this is not in the news yet, that the Iowa state pension funds are being frozen. And this is starting to happen all across the country, so I want to get Webster to talk about what's happening with that as well. But Webster, how would you say Obama's first 35 days or 33 days have gone? I think people are doing a pretty good job. I mean, he's moving forward horribly, getting a lot of bad things passed, but it, we already see his approval rating dropping by as much as 10 points, and a lot of the luster is beginning to wear off.
Well, I think the there has been some resistance. The central issue is you have this 1.5 quadrillion derivatives bubble in the center of the room, and that is what Paulson and Bush ran up against with the original TARP, and now this debacle by Geithner, right? The Geithner press conference that never was, the press conference where Geithner announced he was going to his plan for the bad bank and saving the banking system 2 weeks ago tomorrow. Geithner was supposed to deliver this, and of course he didn't have anything to say in detail, and the markets crashed, and the banking panic then began. And right now we're in the middle of what amounts to a banking panic. The Citibank is going bankrupt for the third time. It was bankrupt in October for the first round of the TARP, got $25 billion. Citibank was then bankrupt again by the end of November, got another $25 billion, and now Citibank is going to be the recipient of I don't know how many hundreds of billions, but they're going to be nationalized. In part, the thing that Geithner, that Paulson and Geithner both run up against is there is no solution to derivatives. The only thing to do with derivatives is to wipe them out, to expunge them, to delete them, to shred them, to make them into wallpaper, to use them for kitty litter, you know.
Make but the globalists can't do that because they built their empire through these fraudulent financial devices, and so they are going to feed the entire world into this black hole.
Yes, exactly right. And that's the problem. This is the structural problem of the Obama administration, is that they are puppets of precisely these people. You look at the personnel in the Obama administration, you've got Geithner. He, of course, is Kissinger Associates, International Monetary Fund, New York Federal Reserve, but he's got Summers behind him from the IMF and the Clinton administration, essentially another creature of finance capital. And you've got Paul Adolf Volcker of the Trilateral Commission, the Carter administration, the Treasury, and the Federal Reserve. And therefore, all of the policymakers around Obama, including Obama's own foundation-funded mentality, is that derivatives have to be sacrosanct. So we're headed for a really big blow-up about this. I just urge people to talk about derivatives. If you listen to these people like Limbaugh and Hannity, the word derivative has never been mentioned. They don't ever refer to it. The American people need to know that the cause of the depression is derivatives. As soon as you say derivatives caused the depression, then also you know who's guilty.
I agree. If we do not point out that the bankers engineered this, that the bankers are running all of this, that the bankers are imploding the world economy to consolidate it, that's in their own IMF and World Bank documents, and you can argue it's gotten out of control, even their control, and that's even more frightening,
right.
Then we can set about rectifying things. But as long as the controlled corporate press on both the left and the right keep advertising the fact that homeowners did it, or subprime mortgages did it, or that the commie Obama's going to get us. It's not a commie Obama. That's his foundation left cover. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. The difference, of course, is that Bush was an open reactionary, right? He was a thug. He was a brute. And he would come out there and say things like, bring it on, and wanted dead or alive, and so forth. And he was going to obviously privatize Social Security and wreck it that way and use his political capital. So with Bush, there is a certain funny truth to the fact that he said, you may hate me, but you know where I stand. In some ways, it's true. We did hate him, and we knew what he stood for. Obama is different. Obama is slippery, shifty, slimy. He's evasive. He deals in deception, dissembling. He dupes people. And what he's doing right now is a funny exercise. He has a couple of little things that he puts up front as window dressing that are good. If you look at this stimulus, right, he's got $40 billion for unemployment benefits.
Yeah, give him the dog a bone. Stay there. We'll break down the $787 billion federalization package. We'll get into his military aims, where you see the domestic police state going, and we'll chronicle some of Obama's lies. There's so many, but we'll try to cover some of them. There's such a legion of them. And your phone call. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Today, unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There is. We have the author of Obama, the Postmodern Coup, and Barack H. Obama, the Unauthorized Biography. Two books. Excellent books. Quick reads, though they're thick. Get them at InfoWars.com. In fact, you click on the Obama Deception banner, the top of InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It'll take you to a subpage there on the online video bookstore where they're all posted together, all the Obama information. I hope folks will pre-order the Obama Deception. It comes out March 15th. We've got to undermine this guy and expose that he's a puppet of the globalists. And they're going to be able to carry their agenda through riding on his coattails. Greg, Brian, Laura, John, Z, and others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. But, Webster, let's quickly move through this. Obama has been caught in just endless lies. And I go out on the street and talk to Obama supporters here in Austin. They have his picture up in many restaurants and businesses, like I'm in Maoist China. They become angry. You say, look, I'm not a Bush supporter. I'm a constitutional, you know, libertarian. It's the same agenda. He's said 23 months now in Iraq, increasing troops in Afghanistan, lying about lobbyists, first he announced they're going to continue rendition and secret arrest. They might shut one of their 100-plus camps, Guantanamo. AP reported this weekend that they're saying no Geneva Convention, no Bill of Rights, no nothing for detainees. Even when the Supreme Court ruled last year that Bush couldn't do that, Obama's continuing that. And the Obama people suddenly just, I see their sights, they go, it's okay, he's keeping us safe. So it was fun to criticize Bush for all of that, but it was just about feeling good because they were the liberals. Now that they're in control, they like the evil, don't they?
Well, there's certainly a hysteria among left liberals, which points to the fact that this group has been, notable for its fecklessness and its gullibility. These are people who really want to be duped. It's not just that they can be duped. They have an active desire to be duped. And you've mentioned, I think, in foreign policy, you've mentioned a lot of the things. If we look at the economics, though, which I think it is pretty much center stage, the overall view, I think you'd have to go through seven or eight items. We can't really do it in any detail. But the activities of the Federal Reserve, supported by Obama, right, the term auction facility, primary dealer lending facility, AIG, money market, mutual funds, and you came up with a figure of $8 to $9 trillion of a lot of it's lending, but a lot of it's lending that won't be paid back. So that's 100% for banks, insurance companies, credit card companies, all paper. Then we have the TARP, the $700 billion, the bailout, $700 billion, basically only for banks. Then you've got the foreclosure plan, which is between $50 and $250 billion, and that's incentives to lenders. It's incentives to predatory lenders like Angelo Mozzillo of Countrywide, people who have sold adjustable rate mortgages that should never have been legal, and now either on a voluntary or compulsory basis, if they take TARP money, they've got to let people stay in their homes. So far, it's all in favor of the bankers. Now, we just had Obama give his speech. He gave his introductory remarks at the White House now in the break in this austerity and fiscal responsibility summit, this gathering of the deficit hawks and the austerity vultures and hyenas. And he says he wants to start gouging Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid, and he wants to start cutting payments to agriculture. Now, agribusiness, of course, is not popular, but on the other hand, you do have to eat. So if that's the way you're producing food at any given time, I would not go in there and start wielding the budget act.
So let's be specific. You've got over 12 trillion of the bankers to do whatever they want, most of it going offshore into bonuses and things. And then meanwhile, out of a $787 million stimulus, what, a third of it might actually go to the economy?
Yeah, I think that's about right. I mean, the things that are good in there, again, I think $40 billion for unemployment benefits, $18 billion for child support, that's good in my book. Food stamps, we got one in 10 Americans is now living on food stamps, so $20 billion seems like very little to spend. $27.5 billion on highway construction, that's great. $21 billion for other transportation. I'm for it. Temporary increase in federal medical assistance, $90 billion. That's fine. But $2 billion for this Daschle plan, the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. Take that out of there right away.
Bloomberg said that was $19 billion, the federalization of that database.
Well,
and the enablement.
I'm going by what I have here in this local newspaper of mine here, the Washington Post. But here, look. Basic science research, $3 billion. That's crazy. That should be $30 billion. That should be $60
billion. Yeah, look what science research just from NASA alone did with the Internet, computers. Our entire system is based on this. If we wouldn't have had those innovations, we'd have nothing.
Absolutely. And right now, NASA has the next generation Mars lander, right, the Mars Science Laboratory, $2.2 billion. And the deficit hawks and the deficit vultures are saying, no, $2.2 billion is too much. We should put that into subsidies for Acorn or something like this.
Meanwhile, we have $1 trillion defense budget ballooning under Obama.
Yeah, look, I would say if you go through this, if you add in the budget and then the grand bargain, the thing that they're working on today is the so-called grand bargain or austerity summit. The guy here is Peter Orshag, the director of management and budget. That guy is the dangerous austerity genocidal bean counter. If you add this all up, what is it, 100 to 1, the banks over the people? Maybe it's only 50 to 1, but maybe it's more than 100 to 1. Somebody ought to do the math. But if you go through this and say, for every dollar that a banker gets, do the American people even get a penny out of this? Let me just focus on social
security. Well, hold on. Take the tax cut. They admit it's $15.5 every 2 weeks. So
yeah,
I guess every 2 weeks you can buy a pizza.
Yeah, it's that's obviously trivial, and I'm in favor, obviously, of we can call it a federal emergency relief. In other words, if you give people tax relief right now, it's a form of emergency relief.
Well, my whole issue is I'm against socialism because it creates dependency and elites can come in and suck it out of the trough, and we disagree on some of those economic subtleties. But overall, if you're going to have socialism, as again Bloomberg reported, $9.7 trillion to the banks, that would pay off 90-plus percent of all mortgages. I mean, why not just, if we're going to do it, give it directly to the people? That would energize the economy.
Yeah, let me just point out, though, socialism would mean government ownership of the means of production. And so far, this has not been done. Detroit, in my view, ought to be nationalized. Chrysler, Ford, and GM should be nationalized and run by the government.
Well, that's another subtlety.
Webster, that's socialism. That would simply be a state sector.
But Webster, that's another subtlety. You're right. This is not even nationalization. We need to see nationalization of the Federal Reserve. This is the Treasury under the banker bailout bill being given omnipotent power with the Federal Reserve. And so you have these offshore banks in a full Wall Street coup taking over some of their competition right now and propping up their system. So this isn't nationalization. This is global privatization or hijacking.
It's privatizing the profits and socializing the losses. Socialism would mean ownership of means of production. And the problem with that in the United States is we have almost no means of production. Those Detroit factories and a few farms and a couple of other things, we've got something left. But generally speaking, since Volcker was in there at the Federal Reserve, means of production have pretty much been systematically destroyed, including, you know, the famous episodes of dynamiting steel plants in the early 80s.
Globalism. The globalists wanted us dependent. Okay, listen, I want to go to calls, Webster, and I want to cover a host of other issues. I'll be back up this week for a couple hours if you can do it, because I know you've got a lot of knowledge on his entire agenda. What about the police state grid? I mean, you were right. They announced they would do it, but to actually see it happen is hard to believe. TV ads, billboards everywhere saying, join USAservice.org, and when you look at it up at its registration, it is a private 501c3 of the Democratic Party and Obama masquerading with the federal seal and the federal eagle saying, join Help America, and they advertise it as soup kitchens. But when you read, it is a new domestic political army separate from the new million-person, quote, civilian army under the Pentagon with the new Pentagon directive that has now been issued. So this is materializing in a big way.
Yeah, it's the Mussolini model, right? The first thing that Mussolini did after the March on Rome in 1922 was to create the voluntary national security militia, and that's, I guess, what we're getting now. If you look in this stimulus, the 1,000-plus pages, you're going to find things that I haven't had time to go into, but they're very, very suspicious. Things like several billion dollars for housing assistance. And you wonder, what does that mean, housing assistance? That probably means ACORN. Here, $13 billion for housing assistance programs. And that, I think, is probably a conduit for money going into ACORN and then into these organizations.
Webster, there's no think about it. AP reported 4.4 or 4.5. We covered it last week. That is going to ACORN.
Yeah, for ACORN. But then the idea that is then going to fund these neighborhood organizations. In other words, the vote for...
No. They announced that at a big prayer dinner. They said they're going to have all the preachers and local communities under Obama with federal money. You're right. No. That's on record.
Yeah, so I think those are the things that obviously ought to be cut out. Now, the problem, of course, with this stuff is the Congress has fallen down. There were no hearings on any of these bills, right? All of this stuff that we're talking about, the TARP, the stimulus, and everything else, the entire hearings process in the Congress is broken down. I know this. I used to be a big performer here at the House Appropriations Subcommittees. You could go in there and testify, right? It was something even just an individual could do, and you could get in the public record with a statement that is sometimes then picked up by local or regional press or people who are interested in an issue. There's none of that. In other words, the Congress has become a rubber stamp.
Well, that's another lie. Obama said he would always make sure 5 days to read a bill. Then he made sure as a senator that the bailout didn't work and that nobody could read it. And then they were given less than a few hours last week to read the, quote, stimulus plan. It was 1,075 pages long.
Yeah, the Washington Post of yesterday says Obama wants to cut the deficit in half despite the spending on the stimulus. So how do you do that? Then an anonymous government official tells the Washington Post, we've got to get our deficits under control. We need to address the nation's chronic imbalance in the budget by squeezing savings from the federal programs, health programs, for the elderly and the poor.
And that's what Daschle says, and it's in the bill, to not literally not give health care to the old. Folks, we're not scaring you here with this. This is what it says.
Yeah, I would say Obama is, and above all, Daschle, and I think obviously Daschle is still on the scene. In other words, Daschle didn't just, you know, go back to South Dakota. He's still a very active lobbyist. He's still writing these bills. He's still extremely influential. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't have some kind of a secret office in the old executive office building or something like this. What they're interested in doing is gouging that money. It's the philosophy of Governor Lam of Colorado, if you remember him. He said basically, old people should die. Well, why should you die? It's obviously for the bottom line of AIG, Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, and the federal bondholders.
Hey, Daschle said that in the book. That's right. In the bill. I mean, he said you will not be given a surgery if you're going blind. You're supposed to go blind.
Yeah. So, at that point, what's there to say? That's Nuremberg. In other words, if you take any population for any reason and deliberately deny them food, clothing, shelter, and adequate medical care, that's a high crime against humanity under the terms of the Nuremberg precedents, and that's a very serious offense. It's actually a capital offense. So I think that we're now in an extremely dangerous terrain, and the only thing to do now is to mobilize. I would suggest the following. If you have elderly relatives, you should take a look at them. If they thought they had a 401k or an IRA, they don't anymore. That's all gone. The market is crashing again today. Nowhere to go but down, down, down. So the whole idea of a privately managed retirement program is out the window. Then you turn around and say, well, we have private health insurance. Yeah, AIG is gone, and the other ones, MetLife, Hartford, Connecticut General, whatever you call them, they're all right behind. So the only possible approach in this situation, I would say, is probably to double the average Social Security pension so that you could actually live on it, which right now is hard to do, and beef up Medicare, not cut it, not gouge it, not loot it.
I don't want to hear, Republicans call and say, you're a bunch of commies. Hey, the bankers have already stolen everything. All Tarpley's saying is they've destroyed everything, and what are we going to do, let old people die? I mean, out on the side of the street? I mean, it's insane. Yeah, everything is turned on its head.
We have to get, I would say, beyond ideology is human life. In other words, should old people die? Is that the kind of civilization you want? That means the end of civilization. If you have euthanasia for old people as a matter of government policy, you're in some kind of totalitarian, brave new world, some kind of horror chamber.
All right, Webster, we got to go to calls. I'm going to have you back up this week because this is so important. But let's go to calls. Greg in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? I just got a quick question that people don't usually ask. I was wondering if you guys know about the fact that Obama is related to Cheney and Bush by blood.
People Magazine and Time Magazine. He's related on four sides to Cheney and two sides to Bush.
Yeah, and like Brad Pitt and like Hillary Clinton's related to Angelina Jolie and all these other like celebrities and all that.
Well, every time I explain related on four sides, Bush was related to Kerry on 13 sides. And people go, how does that work? That means great-grandpas, great-grandmas. I mean, they're related not just once or twice as, you know, third cousins or something. They're related everywhere. It's like a pedigree, Webster.
Well, the interesting thing about the Bush family, I think, is the Dukes of Devonshire and the Dukes of Pembroke and the Cavendish family. Lord Herbert of Cherbury was a guy running around in the early 1600s, and that is an ancestor of the Bushes, and George Herbert, the so-called poet, cavalier lyrist of the early 1600s also. So the Bushes are, through the Walkers in particular, but also on the Herberts, they are a British oligarchical family, and that, I think, can be traced back fairly, fairly well.
Absolutely. Anything else, Greg?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Brian in Iowa. Brian, you're on the air.
Mr. Tarpley, Mr. Jones, thank you for having me on. You're both great patriots. We all owe you a huge debt of gratitude. Mr. Tarpley, I haven't had the chance to read your book yet. I'm still waiting for it to get here in the mail, and I can't wait to
thank you
read
again.
That. Mr. Jones, your film, The Obama Deception, coming out on March 15th, I'm only 2 hours away here in Davenport, Iowa, from Arcadia, and I intend to burn as many copies as I can and then get them out there prior to this this exercise, the 1st of April. I'm also planning on being there to see what's going to happen. Is there any other film that you recommend that I attempt to get to those people? Terror Store, maybe?
I would give them Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 2000. That deals with that specifically, but Endgame, Terror Storm, they're all excellent.
That's my only real question that I had for you. I wanted to know what you would recommend that I try to get over there before this all goes down.
Thank you, Brian. Military drills for gun confiscations going on all over the country. Volcker and Brzezinski hyping that there's going to be riots and that the bankers have been bad. Webster, I want to find out why you think they're out pushing this. I mean, do they think that they'll be saved from being arrested when we take the country back because they're saying this? I mean, this is like Satan tattling on Lucifer. We'll talk about that when we get back with Webster Tarp. I'm going to keep him 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we have another guest on who was detained and had his First Amendment materials taken for daring to criticize the Lord and Savior of us all, Barack H. Obama.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Shut up.
I tell you,
if
we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
We don't need no education.
All right, I want to go back to phone calls in the 10 minutes or so we've got left with Webster Tarpley. But Webster, this whole police state grid, Pentagon openly announcing they're going to use regular army against the American people, doing urban warfare drills to condition the public. How does this tie in?
Well, the dynamic of fascism, as we see it in Mussolini, is to aim at institutional changes. One institutional change would be to wipe out this whole area of what can we call it, opposition talk radio of any kind, right? Be it reactionary or any other kind, right? Which is that would be an institutional change. You would have changed the institutional array of U.S. society. That would be one side. The other side is these militias, right, that you use as a kind of extra-legal battering ram to beat up your opposition and wipe them out. Same idea.
And no one's allowed to have a militia but the Obamanoids.
Yes, of course. And the other side of it, of course, is this notion of the state-sponsored compulsory cartel in economics, right? You're getting close to that in the banking world, right? They've obviously picked J.P. Morgan Chase as the survivor, and they're going to feed the other ones into that. They fed Washington Mutual into it, and so forth. So
as Obama agenda stalls, do you see staged terror in the cards?
The door to false flag terrorism is undoubtedly wide open. And if we take Joe Biden's Seattle speech of October 19th seriously, as I believe we must, I remember he said first six months, you're going to have a staged, generated international crisis in which the righteousness of the U.S. position will not be immediately evident. And from the ruling class point of view, as long as they had Bush, they had a basket case, a closet case, that they couldn't send out in the face of world public opinion to accuse somebody of having blown up an American city or something like this. But now they think that they have a spokesman who's got the charisma and the magnetism to be believed. Now, I don't share that. I don't think the world would believe Obama. I think they'd say this is just another liar, but this time operating under left cover rather than this right-wing ideology. But the ruling class seems to believe that Obama would have a chance to make his case to the world and get some result. The only answer to that is continuous mobilization, including on these economic issues. And watch out for that state-sponsored compulsory cartel. Remember, it's a state-sponsored compulsory cartel designed to reduce production, to reduce wages, and to prop up financial instruments like...
All right, let's take a call. John in Ohio, you're on the air, John. I'm skipping ahead because I want to get your perspective. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I really appreciate what Webster is doing here, and I think that we've also got to develop an international perspective. I don't belong to an organization, but the socialist WSWS.org points out that if we're going to take the pressure off of sacrifice and austerity on, for instance, the United Auto Workers, they're doing the same thing to every auto worker in Europe where these plants have international subsidiaries, and that we've got to make these links. And I think we've got to expose Obama not as a any kind of a liberal. In every case, people are just reading into his positions. I called a Pittsburgh talk show host who had been totally against Bush, and I pointed out that Obama was carrying out the same things in his bombing of Pakistan. And he said, well, he's got to do that because he'd be criticized by the Republicans. John Conyers, when he promised that he would institute articles of impeachment, reneged on that. Cindy Sheehan and Ray McGovern went to his office, and he said, well, I can't do that. I'd be criticized by Fox. And he had those people arrested and taken out. So I think I really appreciate what you're doing, but I think we've got to develop an international perspective as well, a foreign
policy.
The
bankers on the left as well, John.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm just
saying. Listen, I appreciate your call. We're going to come back with five final minutes with Webster Griffin Tarpley. Don't forget you can get both his books, The Obama Postmodern Coup and Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, at Infowars.com. Third hour, seconds away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.